This is your host, Danny, and this is Word Power from English Plus Podcast. Today, we're going to learn 10 new words in the context of our story of the Siege of Vicksburg. The words are asunder, formidable, bastion, rebuff, neutralize, tactic, expedient, citadel, ration, and untenable. So, interested? Would you like to learn how to use these words in context? We're going to learn all about that in the context of our story for today, the Siege of Vicksburg. But before we start, let me start actually with apologizing for not posting in the past few days because I had some technical difficulties, so thank you very much for your understanding and your patience. And now for the good stuff. If you would like to practice everything we're learning, you will find everything you need on my website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com. The link is in the description. It will take you to the post that I created specifically for this episode, where you will have all the opportunities you need to practice. And there's also a downloadable PDF with a crossword puzzle, a word search, and other activities that will make your learning fun and efficient at the same time. And of course, there is one more thing, and that is becoming a patron to support this learning community. This learning community needs you in order to survive and grow to a point where we can become an independent learning community, where we only depend on each other to keep this learning community alive. As of this day, we have 15 patrons, and we're so grateful for their generous contributions to keep this learning community alive, but we will need more by the end of the year. We still have 2 months to go to the end of the year, and we need to get to 50 patrons to be able to break even. And from there, we will aim higher to get to this point where we can be fully independent. But for now, we need to survive. We need your help to survive. If you're listening to this episode, if you're enjoying the content I'm creating, please consider taking the second link in the description, go to my Patreon page, and become a patron of this learning community. I will be grateful, and the entire learning community will be grateful. And now, without further ado, let's start with our Word Power episode for today, the Siege of Vicksburg. The Union's strategy in the midst of the Civil War was simple. Gain control of the Mississippi River, and the Confederacy will be broken asunder. Severed from its important resources lying west of this great river, Lee's eastern armies would gradually collapse. There was, however, one formidable obstacle to this plan: Vicksburg. Called the Gibraltar of the Confederacy, Vicksburg, Mississippi offered the perfect bastion for the defenders. Entrenched on high bluffs overlooking a hairpin turn in the river, the forces at Vicksburg, commanded by the Union-born General John C. Pemberton, could sink any ship attempting to pass and rebuff any assault. The task much needed at the time to neutralize this fortress fell to Ulysses S. Grant. Grant tried a variety of tactics to unseat the rebel force. The simple expedient of crossing upriver and approaching Vicksburg from the east was defeated by an impassable swamp. Several attempts to sail down the river failed. At one point, Grant even tried to dig a new channel in the river to bypass Vicksburg. Eventually, he decided to march his army south of the west bank of the river, then to ferry them across below Vicksburg. Once across, he sent General W.T. Sherman east to block any efforts to reinforce the now endangered citadel. Grant's huge siege guns began to bombard the isolated city with artillery. Little by little, the army and the civilian population of Vicksburg exhausted their supplies of food and ammunition. Instead of chicken or pork, small amounts of mule meat were rationed to the hungry defenders. Finding his position untenable, Pemberton decided to surrender Vicksburg on July 4, 1863. By laying down his arms on this Union holiday, he hoped to gain more generous terms from Grant. It was 85 years before Vicksburg celebrated the 4th of July. So that was our story about the Siege of Vicksburg. And within the story, or in the context of the story, we have 10 words that we're going to talk about and add to our vocabulary bank, to our active vocabulary bank. Let me remind you again with the words we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about asunder, formidable, bastion, rebuff, neutralize, tactic, expedient, citadel, ration, and untenable. So, ready to build your vocabulary and add to your active vocabulary bank? Let's start with the very first word, asunder. Our very first word today is asunder. A-S-U-N-D-E-R. Asunder. Now let's take a look at how we use that in context. We said the Union strategy in the midst of civil war was simple. Gain control of the Mississippi River and the Confederacy will be broken asunder. What does that mean? If something tears or is torn asunder, it is violently separated into two or more parts or pieces. It is used here as an adverb, and it is like saying apart or torn or to pieces. That is the meaning of asunder. So, that is our first word. What about our second word, formidable? F-O-R-M-I-D-A-B-L-E. Formidable. Now let's take a look at how we use that in context. We said there was, however, one formidable obstacle to this plan, Vicksburg. This formidable obstacle was Vicksburg. So what do we mean by that when we say formidable? If you describe something or someone as formidable, you mean that you feel slightly frightened by them because they are great or impressive. Now here, when we're talking about formidable obstacle, we're describing the obstacle as formidable. It is not exactly frightening, but it is very big, impressive, great, that it is very difficult to beat, very difficult to overcome as an obstacle. That was Vicksburg, a formidable obstacle to the Union's plan. And that brings me to the next word, bastion. B-A-S-T-I-O-N. Bastion. Let's take a look at how we use that in context. We said, called the Gibraltar of the Confederacy, Vicksburg, Mississippi offered the perfect bastion for the defenders. Now, what is the meaning of bastion? If a system or organization is described as a bastion of a particular way of life, it is seen as being important and effective in defending that way of life. Now, bastion can be used both when you think that this way of life should be ended or when you think it should be defended. Now, I know this is a very big explanation for a simple word that you can think about just as a stronghold, a rock. That is the bastion. Now, obviously here we're talking about attack and defense, so it is a proper word to use, a bastion for the defenders. So it is like a stronghold. If you don't want to keep this lengthy explanation in your mind, just keep this word. Bastion is like a stronghold. So that was Vicksburg. It was called the Gibraltar of the Confederacy. And the Gibraltar, of course, after a strait we have between the Mediterranean and the Atlantic Ocean, which on its own has a lot of history. But we're not going to talk about Gibraltar. We're talking about Vicksburg, right? And that will take us to the next word, rebuff. R-E-B-U-F-F. Rebuff. Now let's take a look at how we use that in context. We said General John C. Pemberton could sink any ship attempting to pass and rebuff any attack. Now, when you rebuff, what does that mean? Rebuff is not only for attacks. We're using it here for rebuff any assault or any attack. But if you rebuff someone or rebuff a suggestion that they make, you refuse to do what they suggest. You reject, you decline. Now, here, obviously, when we say rebuff an assault, we're talking about stopping the assault, not just declining or rejecting. Here, you're stopping the assault. And because of its geographical location, we're talking about Vicksburg, of course, it was very easy to rebuff any assault, to stop any assault. But remember, rebuff is used for other things as well. Rebuff someone or rebuff a suggestion means to refuse what they suggest or to refuse these people. So that was rebuff. What about the next word? Neutralize. N-E-U-T-R-A-L-I-Z-E, neutralize. Now let's take a look at how we use that in context. We said the task much needed at the time to neutralize this fortress, again, we're talking about Vicksburg if you're wondering, fell to Ulysses S. Grant. And we can see from the continuation of our story that this task was not easy at all. So what was the task? It was to neutralize this fortress. What does it mean to neutralize something? To neutralize something means to prevent it from having any effect or from working properly, like to negate it, to nullify it, to make it powerless. That is the meaning of neutralize. And that's what Grant needed to do, so he resorted to different tactics. And that is our very next word, tactic, T-A-C-T-I-C. In the context of our story, we said Grant tried a variety of tactics to unseat the rebel force. Now, tactics are the methods that you choose to use in order to achieve what you want in a particular situation, like your policy, your approach, the course of action, something like that. Your plans, we can call them tactics. And here, I will have to say the difference between tactic and strategy. Strategy is usually the big picture. Strategy is like when you want to win the whole war or you want to win the battle. But how do you win the battle? What are your plans? What are those smaller plans? Troops going from the left, troops going from the right, attack head on, etc. These are tactics. Tactics are the details of this plan. It is not the strategy. Don't confuse tactics with strategy. Now, for those who play chess, they know exactly what the difference is between tactics and strategy. Strategy is the big plan. Tactics are the smaller plans that work for just a few moves. But the strategy is for the whole game. Anyway, that is the meaning of tactic. And now for our next word, expedient. E-X-P-E-D-I-E-N-T. Expedient. Now, in the context of our story, we said the simple expedient of crossing up river and approaching Vicksburg from the east was defeated by an impassable swamp. So, an expedient, it's a noun here, of course, can be used as an adjective, by the way, but here it is used as a noun. An expedient is an action that achieves a particular purpose, but may not be morally right. Now, that is just a note for you to know. It is not always like that, but sometimes when we talk about expedient, we're talking about something that achieves the purpose you want, but not exactly moral, not exactly the right way to do it. Sometimes just because you cut corners, and sometimes because you're doing it the wrong way. But anyway, that is expedient. This is the means, the scheme, the method that you do to achieve what you want, an expedient. That is our word. And now we're left with three more words, citadel, ration, and untenable. So let's talk about citadel. Now, let's see how we use that in context. We said once across, he sent General W.T. Sherman east to block any efforts to reinforce the now endangered citadel. Now, citadel, again, we're talking about Vicksburg, right? So what does it mean? In the past, a citadel was a strong building in or near a city where people could shelter for safety. Again, like a stronghold. Or a fortress, keep, or tower, or something like that. That is a citadel. It's another word. Now, of course, if you are historians, you're going to argue with me the difference between a citadel and a fortress, etc. like that. But for us, we're just learning a new word. So a citadel is just like a fortress or a keep, or just in general, a stronghold. So that is citadel. Now, what about the next word? Ration. R-A-T-I-O-N. Now, after the siege, there were problems. There were shortages in food supplies. So, in the context, we said instead of chicken or pork, small amounts of mule meat were rationed to hungry defenders. Even that was not enough. So, it was rationed. When something is rationed by a person or government, you are only allowed to have a limited amount of it, usually because there is not enough. And that is exactly what happens in sieges. In sieges, sometimes they last for months or even sometimes years. And that is what they want to do. They cut your supply lines. So whatever supply you have within this fortress or citadel is going to be limited. It may last you a couple of months or a couple of years, but eventually it will run out, however big your food supply is. And that's exactly what happened in Vicksburg. They ran out of food, so they started to ration the food left and actually the mule meat. No more chicken and pork was available, so they rationed mule meat. The situation was very difficult, we can say. And that is our word ration. And now for our very last word, untenable. U-N-T-E-N-A-B-L-E. Untenable. Let's see how we use that in context. We said, finding his position untenable, Pemberton decided to surrender Vicksburg on July the 4th, 1863. That's what happened because his position was untenable. Indefensible. You cannot defend this position anymore. That's what Pemberton realized, and that's why he surrendered. So, untenable, an argument, theory, or position that is untenable cannot be defended successfully against criticism or attack. And that was the situation for Vicksburg just before General Pemberton had to surrender. So that is our word, untenable. Let me remind you again, we talked about 10 words in the context of our story, the Siege of Vicksburg. We talked about asunder, formidable, bastion, rebuff, neutralized, tactic, expedient, citadel, ration, and untenable. These are 10 new words for you to add to your active vocabulary bank. But how you're going to add them to your active vocabulary bank, you will need to use them. You will need to practice what you've learned. It is not enough to listen to the episode, and I got you covered. There is a link in the description that will take you to my website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com. Not just to the website, of course. It's going to take you to the custom post I created for this episode, and there you will find everything you need to practice what you've learned here today. You will have interactive activities that you can do on the website. You will have a PDF downloadable worksheet that you can download and practice later. And that's exactly what I mean by adding a lot of exercises. You don't need to do them all in one day. You can do some today, and you can do a couple more tomorrow or 2 days from now, a week from now, a month from now, because that's the only way you can retain those words and add them to your active vocabulary bank, the vocabulary bank you can use in your speaking and writing. That's what vocabulary building is all about. That's what word power is about, right? So I hope you learned something new today, both from the story of the Siege of Vicksburg and the 10 words that we learned. Don't forget, if you're still listening, that means you're enjoying the episode, you're learning from the episode. Consider becoming a patron of our learning community. Help me continue creating those episodes. I'm ready to do this forever, but I need your help. And I can't do that without your help. There is the second link in the description that will take you to my Patreon page. You can go there, support me there. And by supporting me, it's not just you're supporting Danny, which is true, of course, and I will be forever in your debt, but you will also be supporting the learning community, the other people that cannot support. You know, there are a lot of people who are listening, who are learning from this podcast, and they can't afford to support us. So I'm saying that to the ones who can afford to support us. If you can afford it, consider this just like a streaming service or something that you're subscribing to, but you're not just doing it for yourself, you're doing it for the entire community. I know that you might be bored by now of me talking about support, 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 but this is the only way we can continue when we rely on each other, when we depend on each other. I don't want to depend on somebody who wants to advertise something that we may not be interested in. I want to depend on each other to keep this learning community alive. And I'm so optimistic that we will reach our goal by the end of the year. We have 15 patrons today, and we can reach 50 by the end of the year. That's only 35 more patrons. With 50 patrons, we will be on the safe side, and nothing will stop our learning community ever. And as for me, I will do my best to keep it growing and to keep adding interesting things for you to learn and enjoy at the same time. Because the ones who've been listening to English Plus for some time, you know that it's not only about English learning. English learning is a main thing we do here, but we also have other things, entertainment, fiction, stories, other things that you may find useful and worthy of your time. With that being said, I would like to thank you very much for listening to this episode from English Plus Podcast. This is your host, Danny. I will see you next time.